broadcasting live from the Toyota studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com. I got that wood.
This is The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
I don't mind cigarettes being inside.
Tommy Kraft.
Their parents were acting a fool in the bleachers at the boys' club.
And Nick Mason.
Do as I say, not as I do.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason in studio with you. Thank you for making us a part of your day today. Hope everyone had a wonderful Easter holiday and spending time with your loved ones. And happy Bobby Petrino Day, or Foes Bobby Petrino.
Did you find all the Easter eggs? You win the Easter egg
No,
hunt?
My nephews found them all before I got a chance to. So I ate way too much candy, though.
Mm.
I had some M&Ms available, and there was a big old bag of it, and it's just, yeah. I can't stay away from it.
We had a little pretty good-sized bag of those Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Those are addictive.
Yeah. Well, you know, it wouldn't be an Easter holiday with the family unless a kid cried. So a kid cried. Also, my nephew is just deathly scared of my dog, Rowdy, which is funny because Rowdy is about the easiest
He's
type
not
of
rowdy.
Dog. He's not rowdy at all. So, but it was a fun Easter holiday, and I know everybody, of course, appreciated hanging out with their family and loved ones. I know I did, and I know we're going to keep it going. I don't know if Nick hasn't told us. What did you do for Easter? Did you stay home?
No, I was in Little Rock. Oh, man, I had a big weekend. I started in Lonoke. As I was
Lone
down
Oak.
There, yeah, with our girls basketball team, our AAU girls, and saw a bunch of talented girls there. Then I went from there to Little Rock to watch another girls basketball team that we have. Went to North Little Rock to watch the boys. Went to Conway to watch another boys. And then I got a whole bunch of Easter eggs. And when I came back home, my fiance bought our little one a bunny.
Now, like a real live bunny.
Yes.
So now you have a bunny at the house.
Yes.
Nice.
And then I told my little one, I said, hey, well, I'm allergic to bunnies, so
what's the bunny's name?
It can't. Oliver William Mason. Yeah.
At least bunnies don't eat or poop, so. Oh, wait.
On the contrary.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
They
wait.
Eat and poop
and,
a lot.
Wait,
they
and,
do.
And they eat food that I buy for myself. Because I like carrots and celery, and I like dipping them in ranch. And then I come home, and
which
the little
doesn't
one
doesn't make them healthy. But anyway.
The little
you
one
talk about offsetting.
Is,
debate that
is oh well. Now I'm a big believer in YOLO, as far as health and life, just in general. And if you're telling me I can eat whatever I want to, and it may knock a couple years off my life, so be it.
Says the guy that like still looks like in playing shape when he was playing basketball. Eat whatever I want. If I eat whatever I want, I'm not good. I'm not in good shape. I look terrible. So not all of us are blessed like you, Nick, where you can just eat whatever you want and then
you're alive though.
Yeah, I'm alive, but it doesn't mean I'm gonna be feeling good about it. If I'm just gonna be eating a lot.
Right. So
you get on that celery and carrots.
Right. So you're either gonna like what you eat.
But I can find healthy things that I like to eat. You know, you can find that balance. There are some healthy things I like to eat.
But who doesn't want just
I know, just a fat, juicy cheeseburger and French fries.
Catfish.
Catfish, yes. I know.
Basically, who doesn't want, like, mornings or lunch at Arts and then in the middle kind of go to Sassy's and then top it off with some Tommy Kraft, Diet Dr. Peppers? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want that to be every single day?
No.
All of us.
Everybody does.
Right. Yeah.
But I like some variety. I can mix it up a little bit. You know, if you get the fried pickles, that's healthy, right? It's pickles. It's vegetables.
It's cucumbers, or it was.
Yeah.
At some point in time.
So why not just roll with that? That's all I'm saying. But no, I just, there are things that I can find that, because I like salads, for instance. I like salads.
Yeah. We were doing a live show in Branson couple weeks ago. We were sitting down at a restaurant, and it was one of these restaurants that, I know there's a bunch of health nuts that wanted to do this, and this actually helps a lot, but they put, the calories for every
right.
menu item on the menu.
Right.
And we were looking through it, and it was, this was a steakhouse. They had steaks and pastas and, you know, and they had salads. Mm-hmm. And I was of the mindset, hey, I need to not go nuts here tonight, watch my calories.
Eat a little healthier.
Eat a little healthier. It's not the weekend yet. And we're looking through these salads, and every one of them had more calories than a dadgum steak.
The salad that I was about to order had 1,690 calories. Mm-hmm. And then Tommy Kraft got us a bacon, like a smoked bacon steak with like steak and bacon on top of it and just all those other things. And it was a third of what that salad was.
I was going to get the salad. I said, well, why would I get the salad for 1,700 calories when I can get this for 600 calories?
See, that's unbelievable because you think about steaks. Like what. Yeah. Because it's lettuce, obviously, is the main ingredient. But like, what? I mean, obviously, the dressing is going to be high in calories.
But then after that, there were a bunch of nuts. There were strawberries. It had cherries on it. It had meat in it.
See, that's the thing. If I'm going to eat a salad, I'm going to eat it to where it's healthy, because that's the point of eating a salad, in my opinion, is you want to go healthy. If you want to eat all that stuff that you're talking about. Okay, those are crazy people that want to do that, because like you said, if you want to eat calories. Make it worthwhile. Get you some fried food or something if you're going to eat that many calories anyways.
Romaine lettuce is not healthy. You do know that, right?
Well, yeah. But
the lettuce that you probably eat in your salad.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. You can look at almost every food group. It's like, oh, I like this. Well, hold on a second. You like corn? Do you not realize the amount of calories and starches that are in corn? Like, you can do that with every single healthy thing. Like,
you can eat spinach on your salad.
Yeah, spinach is fine. A lot of people eat kale. Now, that's supposedly healthy. But you know, it also changes too, because you notice the healthy foods. Because there was at one point in time, cottage cheese was considered healthy.
It's not?
No.
I've never liked cottage cheese.
So I never either. But people like said, oh no, it's fine, it's cottage cheese. But it also cracked me up too, because people would be like, no, I'm just going to eat me a wrap. Well, it's like apparently if you wrap the food in a tortilla, the calories get taken out. Yeah. According to how people felt about it. So... how did we get on food again? Like, how does this happen every Easter. Single time?
Easter. Yeah. You were eating all that Easter candy yesterday.
Yeah. Easter candy, M&Ms. Right. Like, all
but
that
yes,
stuff.
I had a good Easter.
Thank
and now
you.
Yeah. we have yes. a
and
rabbit.
We were wondering what Nick did for Easter.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we went, he was talking about a rabbit, and then we went in the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Right. So, hanging out in Lone Oak.
And we have a new addition to the family, a rabbit.
Yeah.
And
a rabbit who won't eat or poop, at least.
Congratulations.
Well, I will say this, though. At least... It makes the little one very, very quiet, and it entertained her throughout the entire weekend. So if we can just keep that up for like 6 more years, then it'd be well worth it.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Well, okay, three.
Hey, since this is a hot take Monday, here's my hot take.
Okay.
Peeps are the most overrated, disgusting candies of all time. There's my hot take.
Not one of my favorites.
I don't understand it. Like, why do people like that? It's not good stuff. It's not good. But yet, it's like, oh, well, it's Easter. I guess we had to have Peeps out here. It's almost like people feel like they have to do it just because it's the holiday.
Yeah. And the chocolate bunny. Okay, once you've eaten the ear off the chocolate bunny.
You're done.
Now what? Now what? Because the kid wants...
you go to sleep.
...wants to eat the whole thing. The kid doesn't need to eat the whole thing. What am I going to do with the rest of this chocolate bunny?
Put it in a plastic bag.
Ugh.
Put it in the fridge for leftovers.
No,
that's a good point, though.
I have an older adult child now who, many years ago, who took the chocolate bunny when we said, oh, all right, we're not eating any more chocolate. Hid it in a closet. Didn't tell us.
Oh, man.
Not a good idea.
Oh.
If you don't have mice, you will have mice.
Apparently, do they like chocolate?
They like chocolate.
Oh, well, look at that. More you know.
Yeah.
Oh. See, that's a good point, because I've never thought about that, because those things, everyone wants to get them.
Yeah,
but it's
they
like,
bring
what do you do?
2-foot-tall chocolate bunny. Now what? Now what?
Yeah. I couldn't eat. First off, I'm not a huge chocolate fan anyways, so I wouldn't be able to eat the ear, but I don't know. It's almost like Easter has become, it's like Christmas, too. It's like when you think about what the origination of the holiday was, and now we're it's like gone.
Listen, and Kraft can probably... attest to this. When you have kids, for every holiday, especially if you marry a woman that wants to spoil your kids, every holiday just turns into a gift-giving event. Like, I didn't know you got presents for Easter.
Oh, wait. You had your Easter, you gave away presents?
Well,
oh, yeah.
So they
really?
got
Besides candy?
A huge Easter basket. And then you got to go buy the eggs. And it was a little cold yesterday, so I just hid them all across my house.
Of course.
Right. And so, yeah. And so she destroyed the house trying to find $10 worth of candy, but that's neither here nor there. But literally every holiday, it's always like it has to be something. You have to take everybody out to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's going to be a mother-in-law that comes along, or a father-in-law that comes along, or a sister or a brother. You got to pay for them too. And
I'm excited. I can't wait until this all happens.
Don't be. Listen, every time that you think about getting married, just remember the famous Outkast line, don't do it, reconsider. And so every time any one of my buddies get ready to get married, I always tell them, and I send them that song, and it starts off, don't do it, reconsider.
And what are you doing later this year?
Getting married. But now, it's worth it because she's allowing me to go to Vegas for 4 days.
That's all it takes, as long as she allows you to go to Vegas.
Four days, mm-hmm. Marriage for, 40, ever? 50 years.
I'm glad you put 40 to 50 years.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying for the next 5, 10 years, whatever, see how it goes.
Divorce is expensive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That is true. So, but either way, looking forward to that point in my life where I can spend a lot of money
on Easter bunnies.
It's wonderful.
On Easter bunnies.
Yeah. Where do you even go to get an Easter bunny?
The bunny store? I don't know. I'm sure there's places.
PetSmart?
I don't know. Google it and just say, hey, who's Craigslist? Probably got bunnies.
Probably. Yeah. That's probably.
There's a lot of things you can find with your credit card.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that women can find with your credit card.
Yeah. That's all right. But see, I was given an Easter bunny one time and it ran away. Like after a week.
Well, hey,
Not worth it.
Oliver.
Or my dad, gave it away. It was like, kids, it ran away. What can he say?
The problem at my house, though, was if I gave it away, she'd just go get another one.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't have that problem. But see, there you go. There's my Hot Take Monday, or my Hot Take on Hot Take Monday, presented by Crabtree RV.
Great segue there. Brought to you by Crabtree RV. Fifth wheels, travel trailers, motorhomes, all there for you here on this Monday. I know it doesn't look like spring, doesn't feel like spring, but spring is here, and Crabtree can take care of you right now with a great travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome to get you through the summer. And if you're looking for maybe to trade up, or maybe you're just wanting to get one for the very first time, Crabtree's got great financing as well. Crabtree RV next to the Cracker Barrel in Alma. Crabtree RV, it's where your family's dreams come true.
We're going to continue our discussion talking a little bit about basketball in this TBT basketball term with a lot of former Razorbacks. I want to get to that and see how this is going to play out, because apparently someone in the studio has a vested interest in it as well. I don't know how that happens, but
got his hands in many Easter pies, apparently.
Yes, he does. But we'll get to that and a lot more on the other side of the break. This is the Morning Rush.
This is Hot Take Monday on air and streaming now on hitthatline.com. This is the Morning Rush.
Welcome back into the Morning Rush. The all walk-on team. Nick would not be on the team. He'd just be running the team, which I think is just the story of his life. He doesn't want to do the dirty work. He just wants to do the managing of it all.
Yeah. Have you seen where Tommy Kraft lives? I want to be the manager.
I do not want
to be the talent. And then I see my house and where I live, and then I think about, wow, I'm doing pretty good. Tommy pays me.
Yeah.
So I never want to be kids out there. Mm-hmm. You never want to be the talent in life. You don't want to make it to the NBA. You want to be the one paying the NBA players.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, Tommy hasn't invited me out to his house or anything.
Yeah. It looks like a bomb went off over there right now.
Yeah, I'm all about to say.
Give it a few weeks.
After hearing some of the things that have been going on with your house and the construction and all that stuff, it doesn't really sound like it's an ideal time to come make a visit over there.
You do bring mud boots.
The problem is when you have a compound, you can't just get one company to come out and fix a small problem.
We got multiple people over there.
We have to call multiple
companies. Many contractors. Yes.
Hanging out.
Yeah. Mm.
We're just making Tommy mad. We probably need Gene. He's sitting there just thinking into his mind.
Thinking about all the money.
Yeah, thinking about all the money and all the trouble that he's had to go through. So, yeah, we can.
What utility will be. what utility line will be cut off today? Yeah. What will I come home and not have today? Will it be A, natural gas, B, city water, or. Are the worst of all
internet.
Yeah,
internet goes out. You might as well just shut down the house, not even go home. So that's the nice part about living in an apartment. Is I don't have to have those concerns or those worries just yet. So
just wait.
I just have to make a call and say, hey, this is broken. Have them come over here and fix it. Yeah. That's the way. So, well, it's an on-the-spot question of the day presented by Washington Regional. Talk about the national championship game and who we got tonight.
Hey, did you know that world-class stroke care is available in Northwest Arkansas, but getting immediate medical attention is the crucial part? Call 911 if you see those sudden symptoms, then get to Washington Regional, the first hospital in Benton, Boone, Carroll, Madison, and Washington counties to earn advanced certification as a primary stroke center. Learn more about Washington Regional, and they're providing world-class stroke care at WRegional.com.
Actually, I feel like I should switch the question. I thought, because now that we've been talking about this TBT tournament and the walk-on, I want it, because we got to the point where we had four players on your walk-on, all walk-on team.
Right.
Which was Kiko, PJ Nolan.
JP Nolan.
JP Nolan. I got to mix up. JP Nolan, Manny Watkins, and then
Steve the Great
Steve Cox.
Now, is this a all-time team or just a players that could actually play now team?
I think, no, I'd want to do an all-time team because obviously, okay.
Well, you can't have an all-time walk-on team without Eugene, the scoring machine, Nash.
True. I'd have to add him. I'd have to add him in there as well. And then, but then here's the thing, though. If Billy Ferris was truly a walk-on, and all this means is that you are a walk-on
when you got to campus.
Or at least for one game in your career, at any time, you were a walk-on. If Billy Ferris is there, then, like, I have to throw him in. So now who do I kick out? It's definitely not JP or Steve because they're from Jonesboro. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that right now.
You can't have that. You can't kick yourself out. So
Kiko was a teammate. So I guess it comes down to,
you got to kick off Manny?
Well, I mean, I can't kick him out because is he not?
I mean, he definitely got the most, I feel like, the most run and had the most success as a walk-on.
For
I mean,
sure.
Kiko was up there, but Manny definitely, you know, he was starting on an NCAA tournament team.
And Eugene's going to bring the fans to the game, so can't kick him out either. I don't know.
Well, as long as Tommy Kraft is your official and your refereeing of these games.
I'm good.
Yeah. You'll have it all good.
You're all right.
If I'm sure there'll be success. I brought the name Jason Gilbert, which is a lot of people probably don't remember. He was from, from Mountain View, late 90s. He's like a 4.0 student. And then the game that Arkansas beat Auburn when they were number two team in the country, and it was Pat Bradley, senior night, Pat Bradley, Derek Hood, and all those guys. He came out and they played it out, and he hit a three, and just in the most end of the game that no one really cared about. And I think that's the main reason anybody remembers. But the walk-ons, I mean, they don't get a lot of playing time, but you always just remember random plays that happen where they're like, oh, this guy, I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty good because he made a shot.
All those guys, though, think Billy, Kiko, Manny, and Steve Cox all started games.
I mean, they were contributors, yeah.
They all started
games.
In fact, Steve Cox, he started Pelfrey's last game, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like Steve Cox and all that, but it just was Razorback fans were looking at it and saying, is our basketball program really resorting to where we're starting a golfer? I mean, that's how people felt about it.
He's a jack of all trades.
I mean, no, he's a good player. I'm not hating on the guy, but it's just, you know, if you're the Razorback basketball program, are you really relying on guys like that? Because, you know, when Matt Jones played, just a little stint, no one ever thought about it as being anything other than just a football deal. But
now, would Matt Jones and Marcus Monk be considered walk-ons? Because they don't have technically, the definition of a walk-on is you are not on a basketball scholarship, correct?
I don't think
that. Yeah, we're getting into a gray area here.
Because I'm adding them to my team as
football
well.
Brandon Mitchell, too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You can't give them a double scholarship. So.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. If they're getting paid to go to school for an athletic scholarship, it has to count.
No. Matt Jones doesn't count. No. Marcus Monk doesn't count.
Neither does Brandon Mitchell. And I'm sure we're missing some of them. Let's go to the phone lines. 877-377-6963. Robertson, Fort Smith. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, guys. Real quick, y'all were talking about rabbits. Just go down to the farmer's co-op. They got them there when they're in season, you know.
Got what?
Is the rabbits.
Oh, the rabbits. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Y'all were talking
rabbits,
about where to get rabbits one time a while ago in another segment.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to talk about Isaiah.
We'll make sure Nick's fiance knows exactly where the farmer's co-op's at.
I almost hung up on you, Robert.
That way you can get two rabbits, and then when you got two rabbits, you'll have many rabbits.
Yeah. No.
I think Isaiah Campbell's hurt worse than what they're saying because he didn't make the trip, and he's probably rehabbing or something. But why wouldn't you at least make the trip? Because you're going to go poke your team on. I just want to see what y'all's thoughts are on that.
Whenever it comes to rehab and And I'm not saying this because I know Isaiah Campbell or I know anything, but I do know this. When it comes to rehab, when you're on the plane and you're traveling and you're getting on and off and you're laying, you're going to hotel rooms, and then they don't have the same machines on the road as they do at home. So whatever he's doing, whatever type of exercises, whatever type of rehab he's doing, it's always better to do those things at home, because riding in a bus or flying on an airplane never has ever helped anybody rehab.
Well, if you know going into the weekend, Isaiah Campbell's not going to pitch one inning.
And he's hurt.
He is not an option. Why would you go on the trip, as you said, when you could stay back
and rehab
with some of the training staff and work on getting better? So if he was never going to be an option, not even for one batter in one inning of one game, why take him?
And waste essentially 3-4 days of what you could be spending back, you know, Fayetteville, well, rehabbing and getting healthier.
Longer than that, because you left early to go to Memphis.
That's true, too. So, I mean, that he could be – we don't know the extent of the injury. I mean, it could be worse than what they're telling us or what they're leading us on to. But at this point in time, and just to see a player who doesn't make the trip, I don't think you can really draw any conclusions on that as far as the seriousness of the injury, because there's just there's too many factors that go into it. And plus, baseball, the amount of games, the amount of travel you have to do, it's not like football where it's just once a week for a game. I mean, it's grueling.
It's such a – particularly the pitching side of it, it's as much mental as it is physical. But when you're not right, it's just like playing golf. When you have some soreness or tenderness or something just doesn't feel right in your elbow or your arm or wherever, you just can't deliver the ball to the plate accurately with the right velocity, the right accuracy, you just don't have the right stuff.
No.
So they can't put you out there.
I mean, and that's the thing. Every time I go out there to play golf, it's just bad luck that I have a soreness in my arm or in my knee, and I can't hit it the way I want to hit it. I mean,
but when you feel good,
that's right.
Anything's possible.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's, you know, if they knew they were going to use him, why take him?
Yeah. And again, it's you don't need to read too much into it. And I'm sure Dave Van Horn, if anything changes in his status of his injury, or if it's more serious, or if he has to stay out for an extended period of time, he's definitely going to let everybody know. He's I don't think he's ever been that type of guy. But I just can't imagine being a pitcher, for one, in college baseball or major leagues or anything like that. And just the way it does take a lot of wear and tear on you. And then any slight of injury, like you mentioned with the golf game. I mean, you can't. It's very tough to just battle through something.
It's a precision sport.
Yeah.
It's a muscle memory mechanic.
And if
that you do as a pitcher,
something's off this much.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't find the strike zone. That's all it takes. So, yeah, it's intense, but I don't think that. Yeah, need to read too much into it.
Yeah. Hey, it's a Monday, and are you needing a haircut today? But the neighborhood barbershop you've went to a few times, they're closed. You couldn't go, you know, a lot of places were closed on the holiday yesterday, but that place you normally go, they're closed on Monday, maybe even Monday and Tuesday. So now what? Well, how about Supercuts? They're there 7 days a week taking care of you in Northwest Arkansas and in the River Valley. Men, women, children, they're there for all of us. And guys, they got that hot towel treatment too. So if you enjoy that warm towel that relaxes you, that they put on your face as they shampoo you at the end of your haircut, they've got that at Supercuts as well. They also have that all the great products that you need following your haircut. They always say what kind of gel or what kind of stuff you will put in your. I always like the tea tree.
But it's the best.
The American Crew, they've got all those products too there at the counter, so you can look your best even throughout the week. Color services, waxing, haircuts, kids, women's haircuts, all of it there at Supercuts. Supercuts, Northwest Arkansas and in the River Valley. And again, 7 days a week. So it's Monday, and if you need a haircut today, you don't have to worry about your barbershop being closed. Supercuts, clean, sharp, and ready.
Coming up next, the very last segment of the day, where some storylines that I want to get the reaction of the guys here in studio. Don't want to miss it. This is The Morning Rush.
This is Hot Take Monday on The Morning Rush, brought to you by Crabtree RV in Alma. Crabtree RV, where your family